Right now it is time to bring in Arthur Schwartz, the food maven. Arthur joins us, of course, on a Monday morning, and we talk about food and other subjects related to food, which is, in my view, everything. Good morning, Arthur.
Good morning. So, I never talk about dieting, or hardly ever, but I have nothing else to talk about today. I've been on the keto diet, I'll explain everything, since Thursday. And we did this because Bob was feeling desperate, and he has absolutely no self-control. So when we sort of go on moderation in everything diet, which is the right way to diet, smaller portions, fewer carbs perhaps, but not no carbs, because I do like my whole grains and other grains, blah, 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 blah. So he can't control himself. So this way, on the keto diet, you can eat until you're bloated of certain foods. So the whole theory here is that if you eliminate carbohydrates, especially the ones that are white, mainly coming from grain, meaning flour, hence no bread, not even whole wheat bread, no cereal, no, well, you get the picture, no, nothing white, no potatoes, no rice. I would say rice is the worst because it is the, of all the carbs, it's the one that's mostly carbs, whereas at least you get some other things from a potato, you know, namely vitamin C and some minerals. And you get lots of other things from whole grains. Rice is sort of vacant of everything. Pasta, you have to eliminate pasta. So we're down to certain vegetables and very little fruit, but some fruit. I always resisted this diet because I feel I can't live without fruit and vegetables. And in its strictest form, listen, this diet has had a lot of names over the years. Atkins, you know, there was a Dr. Atkins. He promoted this diet. When I was a young man, there was another doctor, Stillman, Dr. Stillman. He had the same diet. It was, the whole theory is eliminate white carbs and to a more or less degree all carbs and keep your diet to protein. Meaning, and not lean protein, because protein and fat, I have to say, is the thing that helps you feel full when you're on a diet like this, because carbs are usually, you know, white bread, I mean, bread, pasta, rice, these are the things that the world gets its calories from. In the theory here, this, the I think, unproven, empirically proven thing is that when you eliminate carbohydrates and eat only protein and fat, your body starts metabolizing its fat and sugar stores because it's not getting any more carbohydrates to restore, and you lose weight. Now, I've done this, I did this many years ago, and sure enough, you lose a lot of weight quickly. I know I have somebody in my life, I won't name who she is, who's been on this diet for well over a year, off and on, and when she's on, she's lost weight, and then as soon as she goes off, you don't really learn new habits on this diet. She goes back up again, and as soon as she starts seeing her weight creep up, she goes back on for a week or two on no-carb diet. Now, it was funny because I looked at her refrigerator recently. Don't ask why I was going to her freezer. And she had a bag of keto fruit in the refrigerator and in the freezer. And apparently you can buy this bag of frozen berries that they now market as good fruit for a keto diet. So many people are on this diet. The marketing follows. You know, people are going to sell you stuff off of the keto diet. So I said, oh, I didn't realize you could eat all this fruit on a keto diet. She said, well, those are the allowed fruits. So the allowed fruits. So now that I've discovered you can eat some vegetables and you can eat some fruit, I'm a little happier. And I don't, you know, I've only been on since Thursday. So what is that, 4 full days? So it's too early to tell. But the fruits that you're allowed are in season right now. Watermelon, cantaloupe. You still have to be moderate about these things. All berries. Now, I knew about berries were good for me as a diabetic, that's the best fruit for diabetics. Strawberries, blueberries, any berry. Not grapes, which are very high in sugar. Not any tropical fruits, which are very high in sugar. Bananas, pineapple, mango, papaya. If it's tropical, you avoid it. Now, as of the other fruits, the melons and berries, you can even have, by the way, this time of the year, you can have a peach. Even if you're on the keto diet, you can have one peach. I would limit my fruit to 3 pieces a day. Bob is still, he refuses to give up his breakfast cereal or his banana. So he still has a banana and breakfast cereal in the morning, cold cereal, with milk, or with, sometimes he uses Silk. I have to go look at the carbs in Silk. Anyway, yogurt is good. By the way, high-fat yogurt is better than low-fat yogurt on this diet. So you can have your 5% strained yogurt, Greek yogurt, and with berries. And that's sort of luxurious. You can have heavy cream. So last night we had creamed spinach. That was a sort of treat, in fact. Now that I realize I can have unlimited butter, we had, the other night, we had shrimp, and instead of dipping them into whatever, we dipped them into Old Bay butter, meaning butter melted down with Old Bay seasoning to give it a little oomph, a very little oomph, actually. And, you know, butter is unlimited. Meat is unlimited. So I've been, you know, one of the encouragements to start this diet was that I had a freezer full of really good meat, from, you know, my mail order meat. And as of vegetables, any leafy green will do. So hence last night, creamed spinach. By the way, this is how I make creamed spinach. I don't need to use flour anymore. I saute a shallot in butter. this is for one box of frozen spinach. I've discovered a brand, an expensive brand, Cascade, that is really delicious spinach. And also, excuse me, also, when you cook it up, I put it in the microwave, make a hole in the plastic, put it on a plate, microwave it for 6 minutes, it's fully defrosted then, and very hot. I need to drain that, but there's very little moisture. You know, if you cook your own spinach, which I do, and you squeeze it out, it's really quite a lot of moisture. In this case, it's pretty, it's not dry, but you're not going to get that much moisture out of it, but I turn it out onto the plate. And with a fork, I just sort of tip the plate and push the spinach around to drain it a bit. And I put that in the pot with the sautéed shallot. It only takes 3 or 4 minutes to sauté a shallot. It'll get tender pretty quickly. And butter. So for one shallot, since I'm allowed all the butter I want, I use 2 tablespoons of butter and one shallot. And the box of spinach, microwaved and drained, as much as it could be, and mix that all around over medium heat, let the spinach absorb the butter, and then I put in, I would say it wasn't much more than about a half a cup of cream, and let that simmer 10 minutes until the cream reduces, and you've got cream spinach with no carbohydrate in it.
Can I ask you a question about spinach? Why wouldn't you go in restaurants, and I'm talking about regular restaurants, expensive restaurants, I never understood when you order spinach and they bring it out to the table why it isn't drained completely. It is just...
It's a bad restaurant. It's an easy answer. They don't know what they're doing.
It's unbelievable. I never understood why you have to sit there and drain spinach.
No. Bad chef.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what he's doing. Uh-huh. Reminds me of, I think I mentioned this last week, on YouTube, there's a video of Kamala Harris teaching John Warner, senator from Virginia, how to make a tuna melt. And what bothered her about John Warner's tuna melt, I'm not sure where she saw that, is that he doesn't drain the tuna first. I mean, how do you make tuna for sale without draining the tuna? How do you make spinach without draining the spinach?
I just don't know.
Now, I have experimented here with... I happen to love spinach. I know that sounds strange, isn't it? But I even crave spinach sometimes. So I always make the fresh bunch spinach, the kind you really have to work at cleaning. It's full of sand. You got to soak it. Da-da-da-da-da. And pick all the leaves off and discard the heavy stems. But I don't mind doing that if it's, you know, the season for spinach and I get good spinach. And usually it's not very expensive. On the other hand, an enormous plastic bag full of spinach can reduce down to a cup and a half. So once you cook it. And now, so the other day, somebody in my life said, oh, I don't know why you bother to do that when you can just buy the already washed spinach in the box. But that's baby spinach. It's okay for a salad, but I don't really think it has a lot of flavor when it's cooked. And this person, who doesn't know better, said, oh, yes, it does. So I tried it. And you know what? He doesn't know better. Because it was a wan spinach. I don't know how else to describe it. It really, I mean, it wasn't bad. It was fresh spinach. All I did to it was put it in a skillet with a little bit of olive oil and wilted it down. The olive oil, I had infused some garlic in the olive oil, I'll admit. Anyway, it didn't produce a lot of liquid to drain, but I did have to let it simmer for a minute there, because even just dry, and I didn't even wash it because it was already washed spinach, it still produces some liquid. You got to squeeze out the liquid from spinach and then do whatever you're going to do with it.
I'll name the rest
of it. So anyway, that was the whole deal. And then we had that with steak. Now, that's not such a bad dinner. I mean, I guess I could have used a potato. But we had 8 ounces of steak each, which is not a vast portion, but plenty. And half a box of spinach with cream and butter in it, very filling. And then we had cantaloupe. So that's not so bad. And you can have cantaloupe and watermelon and berries. And my issue at the moment with this diet is breakfast, because I'm used to having a high-fiber grain product, let's call it, whether it's a flatbread or toast or something like that, crackers even. In the morning with cheese, and occasionally, certainly in this season when there's so much good fruit around, a piece of fruit, and now I can't have the crackers. So a couple of mornings here, I had just cheese. It wasn't quite satisfying.
Why don't you have
I'm going to have eggs today.
What about corn tortillas? You know,
Corn is a no-no.
It's corn, oh.
Corn is a major no-no.
Uh-oh.
So even fresh corn is a no-no. Fresh corn is very, even for somebody diabetic like me, who, by the way, I'm totally under control. I have no big problems. But still, that's mainly because I watch myself, and to me, corn is a huge treat. No.
Yeah.
What else do you want to know?
What else
do you want to eat that you can't?
By the way, that restaurant that served it that way was Serafina.
Well, so they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah.
You know, I must say I don't eat just plain. Yeah, I do eat plain boiled spinach. You know, just not boiled, but plain wilted spinach. I do, and I like it with olive oil and lemon juice. But usually, I recook it once it's wilted down. I'll then put it in a skillet. You know, my main thing is garlic, hot pepper, and olive oil. But cream spinach last night. I have a nice shallot now, so that went in there. But you can't have beans. Now, beans, especially chickpeas, are very high in protein, but they're also very high in carbohydrates, so that they're out. Anyway, we'll see how far I get with this.
Bob lost
4 pounds in 3 days, but of course, the first 2 pounds don't count. Mm. You know, you just if you go on any kind of diet, you lose weight instantly, and we always say it's water weight, but it's whatever it is. It's the flux weight, because our weight. I don't weigh myself. I go by my clothes, and it's too early to tell if anything's getting big.
Yeah, I started something about 2.5 months ago, almost 3 months ago. Seeing as we're still locked down, and you have to go outside for restaurants and stuff like that. If men burn about 11 calories per pound, okay, I'd like to eventually weigh about 250 pounds, which means that I can have, if I were to eat a 2,000 calorie diet every day, sooner or later I'd get down to that weight. So I've been on a modified 1,500 to 2,000 calorie a day.
Well, good
diet.
For you. But you have to have self control for that.
I find
the keto diet is for people without self control.
You're right.
Like
Bob Barnett. I break it down into 3 meals a day. I have 200 or 300 calories in the morning. I have about 500, 600, 700 calories for lunchtime.
Yes, but you're being sensible.
Well, that's because I can't be, because
we're not sensible here. Keto is not sensible.
Yeah,
it's not a good way to live. You could live forever the way you're eating, Marshall.
Well, as long as the pandemic continues and I don't go anywhere, it's very easy to control 3 meals a day.
that's sort of true too. But
it really is.
I must say, where you are and where I am, there's very little pandemic going on. I'm still super duper careful, but I don't see our infection rate is like under 0.5%. I bet you it's the same up where you are too.
It's very low. Salisbury has the most of cases up here. I think there's 20 cases right now. Salisbury, Connecticut has 20 cases of COVID-19 right now.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. Yeah.
But are they serious case? I mean,
no,
in the hospital?
They don't let you know that. But we've been very lucky up here. We have been very lucky because we also have a lot of people that come up from New York, and so it could have been disaster time here, but it wasn't. It wasn't.
No, because people are careful. That's why.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reason I feel safe in my neighborhood, because people around here are very careful. I do see more people on the street without masks than I did 3 weeks ago, but it's also, there aren't a whole lot of people around here either. So if you're walking down the street without a mask, I have no complaint to you. Most people have a mask on them, and if they see somebody walking in their direction, they put the mask on for the few minutes that they're going to be passing on the street. But truthfully, it seems to be under control here, because people are under control, because people are doing the right thing, because the markets still won't let in more people than, a half, third, I don't know what the percentage is, but in my market, there are very few people wandering around, and there's often a line outside waiting to get in.
And what I really love what the supermarkets did was they made the aisles one way. Which to me sounds like a small thing, but it's not, because it's much easier to get through. It's much easier to get through the market with one way aisles. Much easier.
Well, anyway, so keto diet. So I'm snacks. You're allowed nuts, and I happen to love nuts. So we're keeping a bowl of nuts out for snacks.
What about chocolate?
Yeah, bitter chocolate. Bob doesn't like bitter chocolate. I do. Look at the package and see. You have to, listen, you really shouldn't have that. But if you have to have it, have dark chocolate, and, just be conscious. You should try to keep your carb rate under 50 a day. It's really low. 35 a day would be even better. For breakfast, Bob, with his breakfast cereal and banana, comes in, I think it was, we figured it out, it was just 35 carbs for his one medium banana and whatever serving of breakfast cereal. He eats an all brand cereal. So that really technically is all his carbs for the day. But since I'm the boss here when it comes to this, I allow him two more fruits. But he can have a fruit after lunch and another fruit after dinner. So at lunch yesterday we had watermelon, at dinner we had cantaloupe, and today we have strawberries. Listen, you can have strawberries and cream. No sugar, but you can still have a bowl of heavy cream or sour cream. My mother used to love strawberries and sour cream, but of course she would put sugar on it. And what else can you have? Oh, so you could even make a berry salad. In fact, I'm keeping an eye out for those keto fruits in the frozen food department.
So I guess you could
a bag of frozen berries and mixed berries.
You could have raspberries, right?
Oh, raspberry, any berry.
Because that reminds
blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, you name the berry, you can have it. And melon, you can have melon. You can have one peach. You could have, so coincidentally, as I was turning off the TV last night, on came an infomercial for the keto diet. Now, this guy, he claims to be a medical doctor, and he flashes a picture of his wife on the screen. She's another medical doctor. And they're promoting the keto diet, and I'm wondering why, what are they selling, is my first reaction. And I had to actually watch through his spiel to get to the point where he was selling something. Look to me, he was only selling books, even cookbooks, keto diet cookbooks. But one of the things he said will stick with me, he said, it's not an apple a day will keep the doctor away. It's an avocado a day will keep the doctor away. And my one takeaway from his spiel. Now, the spiel was, you know, accurate as far as whatever the keto diet is. However, he basically is there to tell you it will cure anything that ails you. You name the disease, cancer, diabetes. You name the disease, and if you eliminate carbohydrates, you will be cured, which is totally ridiculous, but a lot of people, I'm sure, believe it. I do think it probably reduces, because I can feel this in my own body, I think it reduces phlegm. So if you're a phlegmy person, which I am, I think this is, you know, reducing carbohydrates is probably a good thing. But also dairy, you know, reducing dairy is a good thing. Or eliminating dairy. So I wouldn't eliminate anything. Right now, I've already eliminated some of my key foods.
See, now,
I'm not eliminating anymore.
I'm the type of person that if somebody tells me I can only have one peach a day, damn it, I'm going to have two. That's just the way
I am. There you go. So I know, you can have two, but one at lunch and one at dinner, and that's that. I did finally score some incredibly good peaches that were Freestone. I've been looking all the last 2 months for Freestone peaches so that I could bake my beach crostata, my peach crostata, or nectarine crostata. And it wasn't until, like, just the day before I went on this diet that I found them at Whole Foods? Now I'm forgetting where I found them. But anyway, I found them, and they were sensationally sweet and juicy and Freestone.
Now, how come you guys aren't into the apple cider vinegar that's meant to help you lose weight?
Oh, you know, I have a bottle here, and I knew about this when I was a teenager because I had a friend whose father swore by apple cider vinegar. This is 50 years ago, and more than 50 years ago. So that's been around a long time. So I would think that if it really did work, we would hear more about it than just what we hear about it. But I do have, I must say, I should try a teaspoon. My endocrinologist, or used to be endocrinologist, who was Persian, told me, eat like a Persian and have something with vinegar at the beginning of the meal, like a salad, because the vinegar has it helps digest sugars. So if you're eating like a normal person, And for a while there, I did eat salad first before the meal, which is unusual for me. It's very American, I guess, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
I'm confused now, but it seemed to me that years ago we considered salad first, and then in Europe they ate salad last. Eating salad first, apparently. So just taking a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, I bet you any vinegar, actually, will do the job. I don't know. I'm going to report next Monday how this worked. I'm hoping I get through another week. I may not last. I'm not promising anything.
Bob also might kill you in the meantime.
No. He's fine.
He's fine.
Because he can stuff himself.
Right.
We eat an entire extra large bunch of broccoli. It's a good vegetable for this diet. Once you get sick of the leafy vegetables, we're gonna have Brussels sprouts today. You could probably, and also tomatoes are allowed. So at this time of the year, that's a good thing. And in fact, one of the things I actually am itching to make is a nice salad with tomatoes and mozzarella, which I haven't had now in a while. Of course, I want some nice bread to have with it, but that's not happening. Avocado and tomatoes are a great combination, too.
Now, bacon's not allowed on this, right?
Bacon is allowed. Oh. Unlimited bacon.
There you go.
And I bought a pound of bacon. I haven't cooked it yet. But, yes, in fact, I thought of a BLT salad. You could have that. You could have any way you want to do it. But I was thinking, have cherry tomatoes. I've been getting these sensational sweet cherry tomatoes. Have cherry tomatoes, cubed mozzarella, and shredded lettuce, or lettuce cut into whatever way you want it.
Let me give you a better idea.
Or put the tomato. Oh, and the bacon. How did I forget bacon? So BLT, bacon, tomato, and lettuce as a salad.
Let me give you this recipe: romaine lettuce.
I have some here.
Put the bacon and the lettuce in it. Roll it up.
Uh-huh.
Roll it up, and it's unbelievable.
Oh, I would think. Absolutely. Another thing, by the way, we've done this with other things. I made a roast chicken, so we always eat the legs and thighs and back, whatever, the good parts. And then we have leftover breast. So I always make chicken salad with the breast. You can use as much mayonnaise as you want because you're allowed all that mayonnaise. And certainly that would be very good with bacon on top.
Yeah.
And you got me lost here, but besides the chicken salad, why was I mentioning the chicken salad?
Because you can put romaine in the chicken.
We did. Yeah. Instead of a chicken salad sandwich, we were putting chicken salad and lettuce leaves.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Now, this recipe I've made a zillion times, not because I'm on a diet, but it originally was inspired by a recipe by, of all people, Suzanne Summers, who's a keto person. But she wrote this book 20 years ago at least, and in it is a recipe for 12 to 18-hour pork shoulder. So basically, it's pulled pork. So you take your pulled pork, put it in a lettuce leaf, and if you want to put salsa on that, you're allowed salsa, onion, whatever, hot peppers, tomato. No fruit salsa, but tomato salsa, yes. Pico de gallo. You can put coriander in that, parsley, whatever you like. And that's a great little thing to eat. Also, here's one. I learned this years ago from some stupid diet I was on. I buy, my butcher sells his own roast beef, sliced, rare roast beef. It's delicious, really delicious. And you can make roll-ups with ham or roast beef. Inside, you could put coleslaw, especially since you can have as much mayonnaise as you want. It could even be one of those creamy coleslaws, not your Spartan coleslaw. Yeah, that's good. I had that as a snack the other day. Hard-boiled eggs. Bob loves deviled eggs, so I'm going to make deviled eggs today.
All right. Well,
mayonnaise, butter.
Bacon.
Bacon.
What a diet.
And you can be out of control.
All right, Arthur, we'll speak to you next week.
All right, take care. Lose weight. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Arthur Schwartz, the food maven, this morning here on Robinhood Radio. Of course, also on robinhoodradio.com on the web. Underwriting support for Arthur Schwartz, the food maven, John Andrews Restaurant on the Hillsdale Road in South Egremont, 413-528-3467, on the web, jarestaurant.com. Rubiner's Cheesemongers and Grocers on Main Street in Great Barrington, 413-528-0488, rubiners.com. Hillsdale Home Chef, more information, 518-325-7000, hgshomechef.com.